Blog Talk Radio.
Tell talk money, back talk. 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 Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Let me show you how to get it back. Tell talk money, back talk. 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 Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back. Let us show you how to get it back.
Welcome to Bag Talk Radio, where we uplift the entrepreneur in you. We're here to motivate you to get the bag, show you how to get the bag, and then make sure you know how to keep the bag. From finances of faith, we're here to help you come up with ideas of how to make extra income and keep it coming in. In our episode tonight on Take Charge Thursday, we speak with Leah Laverne of Smart Life Brokers, Brother Coastie with Inner Alignment and Limitless Growth, and David Arnold as he tells us about his Get Paid Together. Listen as they tell you their testimonials and why they stepped out on faith and how you can do it too. If you have any questions for our guests, feel free to call in at 515-602-9695. Again, that number is 515-602-9695. Right now on the line, I have Brother Coastie. Brother Coastie, are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, hey, how's everybody doing today?
We're great, man. We're great. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing excellent. Doing excellent. Very productive day for me. So, you know, I'm always happy when I get a lot of things knocked off the list, man. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
Man, we appreciate you being here, man. So tell us about yourself.
Okay. Well, my name is Brother Coastie. My background is actually in accounting. I got my master's in it, and I actually decided to step away from that 2 years ago. It was a interesting journey getting to where I'm at now. It really was kind of a, I wouldn't recommend everybody do it this way, but it was kind of a spur of the moment thing. I started having that itch. I think that a lot of people get, especially with the entrepreneur spirit. And, you know, I was very unfulfilled in my life, sitting in front of a computer. I wasn't really talking to too many people. And if you get to know me, I'm a very extroverted person. I love my alone time and whatnot, but I love speaking life into people. I love helping people solve their problems. I love getting inside of the mind and really seeing where we can maximize it and make the things that you're doing more efficient. So I basically started down the road to entrepreneurship. I got into multi-level marketing, affiliate networking, and for me, those things were very useful in building up my communication skills, getting familiar with the world of business, but it still left me unfulfilled. And I found for myself that I needed to create something that was mine. I needed to, you know, become a little more self-sufficient in terms of my ideas and, you know, how I go and make money and how I just survive in general. So I stepped out on faith, really just not knowing how it was going to turn out, but just knowing that, you know, I've survived 100% of my days thus far. So this wouldn't be any different.
Okay. So tell us about the company that you're here to represent, Inner Alignment and Limitless Growth.
Yeah. So Inner Alignment, Limitless Growth, that's actually, you know, my own company. I'm the CEO. I'm the only person in it, actually. It's a coaching service. And in short, what I'm focused on right now is I'm helping neglected men transform their self-sabotage and their unworthiness into self-empowerment. The mission behind it is getting people aligned. So my audience is going to change as I'm changing as well. But it's all about getting connected within, and that allows you to grow in exponential different ways. And getting connected isn't just, you know, meditating, as people would say, but it's living a life that leverages your advantages and your strengths in a way where life is more of a flow, instead of you putting in all this effort doing things that really don't serve you at the end of the day. I love speaking. I love talking. I love connecting. With being behind a desk looking at spreadsheets isn't my thing. And so for me, Inner Alignment was all about using my voice, you know, using that throat chakra and using that to drive my purpose, to drive my passions, to start navigating myself through life. So my goal at Inner Alignment Limitless Growth is all about figuring out where and what you are, getting you into alignment with your strengths, and making it so that we can leverage that, whether you want to be an entrepreneur, whether you want to be an employee, because we know we need both, and making sure that whatever you're doing day to day is in alignment with what you are, what makes you happy. Some people love a lot of very rigid structure, and some people like to, you know, roll with the flow. They're a little more fluid, and there's nothing bad with either of those approaches. It's all about what is best for you. And when you figure out what's best for you, you become unlimited. You know, the idea is to really connect where your potential at and your standards. And people don't understand that your potential is limitless. And so the idea Definitely. Is to raise your standards. You got to keep raising the standards, and it allows you to, you know, as a concept, to bridge that gap between. And the more aligned you are inside, the higher your standards go. That allows you to get closer to your potential. So that's really okay. The overall mission. It's a, you know, a bespoke kind of company. So it's tailored to whoever I'm working with at the time, or the group of men or even women eventually that I'm working with at that time.
Okay. So what city are you based out of?
I'm from Houston, brother. We're in Houston, Texas.
Okay. Okay. And are you starting other chapters in other places? It sounds more like a nonprofit because you're doing so much helping other people. So, when you say it's your business, do you have a website? Like, I know you're doing coaching and stuff. So is it where they can reach out to you and get one-on-one sessions or?
I got you. So I'll answer that first question first. As far as it being a nonprofit, we're not at nonprofit level yet. The idea is to really build up leaders. That's really where more of my mindset is at. I want to find people who want to grow and want to heal on the first place, because I find that those are more the leader types. They usually have bigger missions, and it's for whatever reason, there's something that may be stopping them, whether it's fear, whether it's resources, whether it's accountability, support, it doesn't matter. There's something that's stopping them, but they have a bigger mission. So I see myself as more of the coach's coach or the leader's coach. And from there, I like to basically work in conjunction with people to help build their dreams out, to help make their impact. I find, like I said, I'm not a very – I love details, but I'm not good at working with details, if that makes sense, like spreadsheets, things that are in the minutia. That's not my strength. But a lot of people are good at that. Yeah, so that's kind of how I structure these things in this nature. I do want to have potentially what we'll call chapters, but I'm working with a few other buddies right now. We actually have our own mastermind group in the background, and our goal for that portion is to actually build up self-sustaining communities. So that'll be something completely out the box. You know, it's not just a typical kind of community center deal, but it focuses on a more holistic way of living your life, not just what you do, but how you are, how you interact with people, your day-to-day life, just how you view life in general. You know, we everybody knows already, we didn't come here just to work and die. We came here to actually live, and most of us are just stuck in survival. And the question I ask people is, why do you think that is? And what I can see is, we don't have infrastructure. People don't have infrastructure. And that's what we're aiming to build. Build up that infrastructure so people have a place where they can detach, quote unquote, from the matrix. And we can get a chance to actually build our own. So I believe that answered your question.
With these self-sustaining communities, are you focusing on gardening and those type of things too as well, agriculture?
Oh, that's the basis of it. We got to grow your own food. That's part of infrastructure. That's why we're sick. We don't control our food supply.
Definitely. Yeah, man. Definitely. So, are you working with any groups, or because I have a few companies that I can put you with. There's a few grants out there right now that help people who are trying to start their own farms and things like that. That's great, man. So, what made you go from accountant to basically life coaching and helping people become whole? Also, you help people get out their own way, which a lot of people have a problem. I tell people the hardest thing about doing anything is just starting. So what thing particular that made you decide that this is what you wanted to do and stop accounting?
Man, it was kind of one of those things where things just unfold. You know, so
give us your testimony, brother.
Yeah, I got you, man. It started off as an itch, man. Like, that's the biggest thing. It just started off as an itch. You know, I've been a motivational kind of guy most of my life. I kind of got to go backwards before we can go forward. So when I was in college, I was an overweight dude in high school. I started pushing around 240. And I went to college, joined the rugby team. 2 years into the rugby team, I started excelling at it, and they told me they wanted me to be the training coordinator. And my mind has always been one that says, I'm not going to tell you to do something if I can't do it. I'm not going to tell you to run a mile in 8 minutes if I can't do that myself. So I spent that summer basically getting myself in shape, like pushing myself, shedding the fat, getting in shape so I can actually lead people in the training coordination. And during that time, I started, you know, watching like Generation Iron, learning how to like lift weights, started watching a lot of motivational speakers. And actually, Eric Thomas was the first one that really caught my eye. And I'm sure everybody's heard, and if you haven't already, you should listen to his motivational video about I Can't Breathe. And that really touched me. It sparked something inside of me. So it was at that moment that I realized that you really just got to be clear on what you want to do and kind of get rid of all the BS that's around you. And that was my first transformation, right? Like losing weight. And it was – people don't realize it. When you lose weight, people just see the physical transformation, but it's a large mental transformation that goes on in your mind. You realize that the way that you see, that you saw the world, the way that you interact with it, it is so much more than what you currently believe, and you get cleaner. You know, your mind literally gets cleaner as you go on that journey. So that was my first taste of transformation. Then when I went back to college, when I returned after this transformation, I saw how people greeted me, you know, like, I looked better, my energy was better, I was more vibrant, and I started really seeing how I was people gravitate towards me. I have a very bright light, and I've come to recognize that in myself. So fast forward, I graduate college, and that light that I had, it started to dim down, and I realized it's because I stopped being so communicative. I stopped talking to so many people. I wasn't out and about, and I wasn't being the, you know, the quote-unquote social butterfly that I was. And I basically started going back into my loop of watching motivational videos at this time. And I just started getting this itch. I was like, man, something's got to change. Something has to be new. So I quit my first job out of college, and I joined a new job, still as an accountant. And, you know, the coworkers are awesome. My managers are awesome. Like, it was just a very awesome experience just in general. You know, it's like kind of one of those moments where you're like, man, this is the perfect job. And that wasn't enough for me. So I had to really sit with myself and just say, okay, this isn't it. I changed environments. It's not the environment. It has to be me. Something is, you know, not doing right with me. So I basically went from that moment, and I said, you know what, I got to take a leap. I want to be a little more physical. I want to move a little more. So I actually applied to go to the military. And just being transparent, I wanted something different. I was actually very afraid. So I initially applied for the Navy. And I gave my paperwork to the recruiting officer, and the recruiting officer didn't turn something in at the time. So I went down to MEPS, and at this time I quit my job. I was expecting to leave pretty soon. So MEPS didn't go out the way that I wanted to, and I was kind of like, you know, out on my luck, like, man, I got to figure something out. So I picked up a little side job doing janitorial work, and I said, you know what, that rubbed me the wrong way out. Maybe the Navy wasn't for me. I said, let me look at the Marines. My dad was an ex-Marine. He passed away 8 years ago.
Hoorah.
Hoorah. Yeah. Yeah, man. So I kind of had that spirit in me from the get-go. Me and my dad did not have the best relationship, and all these things do play a factor in my mind to do these things. We didn't have a very good relationship at all. He was in my life, but he wasn't very present. That makes sense. So,
okay,
you know,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. And he had a stroke at one point in time, and the doctors told him he wasn't going to be able to walk again. And he basically, you know, in his Marine spirit, basically said, F that, and ran a marathon shortly thereafter. So that was that was one of the things that been pushing me in my own mind. I was like, all right, cool, going against the odds. So I went to the Marines, started training for all that, and this is actually when COVID hit, and we stopped going to work out for a little bit, and I took that hiatus back, you know, from training, and I started sitting with myself, and I started figuring out what was most important to me was freedom, but it was the opportunities to grow as well. And I have a few buddies that are in the armed services, and, you know, they tell me a lot, like, You know, you're not really that free in here. Like, you get paid to do stuff, but you don't have as much freedom as you think. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not as freedom as you think. Yeah. It's structured time always.
Exactly.
So I apologize. I didn't mean to cut you off. Because, you know, we have other people. But my thing is with the inner alignment, limitless growth, it sounds like you have a great thing going and you're willing to help a lot of people. So tell the people how they can get in contact with you and your social media sites.
Gotcha. You all can actually shoot me a call, shoot me a text. My number is 832-510-8890. You can also email me at support@IALLG.com. You can find me on Instagram at Brother Coastie. So that's going to be BROTHER_KOSTI. You can get in contact with me any three of those ways. All my socials have my link tree on it. You can schedule a call. That's normally how I talk to people. I'm not big on necessarily just to one-to-many kind of concept. I like intimate settings, so you schedule a call with me, shoot me a DM, and we can set something up to talk and see how I can help you.
I think we have a caller. Let's take a caller and see if we have any questions for you.
All right.
Introduce yourself, caller. Is there a caller on? They may be doing something else. Well, Brother Coastie, we appreciate you coming to our show. You're welcome back anytime. And one more time, tell them all your information so for the people who didn't hear you.
Understood. My number is 832-510-8890. You can also email me at support@IALLG.com. You can also find me on Instagram at Brother_Coastie, KOSTI. Appreciate you, brother, for having me on.
Man, we appreciate you coming by, brother. Like I said, you're welcome to come by when you have anything new. Just let us know and we'll bring you back on.
Excellent, excellent. I'll be in touch with you, man, about those contacts you told me about.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. You can stay on the line, brother. We're going to have Leah Laverne next. She'll be telling us about her smart life brokers. So it's probably the financial field, too, so you probably might want to stay online so you can hear what she has to say. And I'm about to bring her on now.
Awesome.
Leah, are you there?
Hey, Frequency, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing tonight?
Man, we're doing great. Every day above ground. So tell the people about yourself and introduce yourself.
Hey, hello, hello. My name is Leah Laverne. Before I dive in, I definitely want to say hello to brother. How you doing? We actually were connected more in this industry of just financial growth and education and just becoming better people all around, as he was speaking about a little bit about health and wellness. So I definitely want to say hello to an old friend and just say how excited I am to be here and to be having this conversation with you all. For those of you who do know me, you know, the Mogul Mommy Network is a community of entrepreneurial families where we come together and we teach information just like this. So I'm really excited about that. But today, as you mentioned, we're going to be talking about Smart Life Brokers, which is an amazing addition to this empire that we're out here building, King. And it all starts with life insurance.
Okay. Oh, so it's life. That's okay. So everybody needs life insurance. We all got to leave here sometime. So tell us about Smart Life Brokers.
Right. Exactly. It is a agency built by agents, and we just launched in February. So basically, we created a system that just took the work that needs to be done. Like I said, everybody needs life insurance. It doesn't matter, old, young. The one thing that is guaranteed to happen to each of us, if you were born, you are guaranteed to die. So
definitely.
Right. The importance of it is just, you know, it's really undereducated. So a lot of people really don't understand or know enough about it to know that it's more than death insurance. It's more about living. So, yeah, we created this agency to just spread the word and to really let people know, especially in the times that we're living in right now, important to not only protect, you know, yourself, but to protect your family.
Right, right. So I hear you say, we hear you say that it's more about living. Tell the people what you mean by it's more about living.
Yes, see, when I began studying life insurance, I had no idea. You know, like you say, everybody kind of hears it, but nobody really knows. So I didn't really have any idea about what it really meant. And now that I'm on the other side, I'm a licensed broker myself, I have clients, then I have information now that really shocked me. And it's the fact that 90% of wealthy people, they use life insurance to grow their wealth. They use life insurance to protect their wealth. Use life insurance for some other benefits people know a little bit about, retirement, college. So it's not just about death benefits. The reason why I got into life insurance, once I learned this, what made me excited about it was the living benefits. And it is so, there are so many. Like, it's wild, but we don't know.
I was just learning about how people put their businesses under their insurance policies and all now. Like how they structure their LLCs to C-Corps and their C-Corps is the trust and their trust the insurance. And I'm like, what?
Yes.
So I definitely understand what you're saying. Like people are literally making money off their insurance, borrowing off of it and creating income off of it and paying it back as they want to. Like, so
exactly.
How long have you been in the insurance game?
So me, I've actually been in for a little under 2 years with my entire journey. At least licensed and working for under 2 years. But my insurance journey started almost 10 years ago. It's funny, my son, he'll be 9, hence the Mogul Mommy Network. I am a mother of 2, and my son will be 9 soon. And I started this journey when I was pregnant with him, and that's when I began learning about insurance. So that's what sparked it for me. But around that same time, I gave birth. So I kind of went away from insurance, and now I'm full circle. So it's literally been a journey.
Okay, okay. Well, you know, anything that you love, you go through something to accomplish it. So tell us about high interest yield accounts.
High interest yielding accounts?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yes. So I'm definitely learning more about those, and that really excites me. And for you to ask, I know it probably excites you too. But there are different types. Uh-huh. So you said you do?
Yes, I am. I'm interested. That's why I asked.
Okay, exactly, right? So high interest yielding accounts, those are going to be the type of policies that you want to purchase or use as to grow your funds. So there's a few things about insurance too that I'm learning, and one, it's highly regulated. It's extremely regulated. So it's a few different words I'm not allowed to say pertaining to insurance. But as a marketer and a branding coach myself and working online, you know, the terms that would describe some of these things, high interest yielding, we'll just go with that for basically high returns back. So if you were to go and find policies like that, which are normally universal policies, so that means they're going to have multiple purposes, which is always great when it comes to life insurance. But one of the elements of that type of policy is it's going to, they're going to take your money. They're going to take your funds and they're going to invest them. And then you're going to earn dividends back. And depending on what type of policy you own, that's going to determine those dividends. So those high yielding accounts, those are going to be more aggressive policies. So you would sit down, of course, always talk to a financial advisor. And then they're going to tell you what's going to work best for you for those types of accounts. But there are a few different ones. It just depends on your mission, whether it's retirement. We have this new debt-free life program that I'm loving right now. I'm loving learning, and I'm loving hearing the people who is helping. And it's a program similar to where you're going to be able to go and use life insurance to pay off any debts you have. So you're going to have accounts that are going to afford you the high interest yields back so that you can pay off your debts in a timely manner. So it's really amazing. Anybody who's looking for something like that, for like student loans, mortgage protection, that those types of accounts, they're definitely going to be useful to you.
So, okay, that was great information. I know a lot of people should take a look at that. So I have a partner who is into the insurance, and he always telling me about being your own bank.
Yes.
So can you elaborate on that for us, for the people who've
yes,
never heard
I'm
that
sorry,
term?
I got excited. Be your own bank, BYOB. That is one of my favorite acronyms because it means so much. And for Smart Life Brokers, be your own bank. Absolutely amazing time right now where our financial systems are changing in front of our eyes. Cryptocurrency is becoming more legitimized every single day. The banks are starting to recognize new currency. And for that to happen is just a complete mind shift in the financial industry, which is absolutely amazing. So for Be Your Own Bank, you're going to be able to use life insurance set yourself and your family up to do just that, be your own bank. As we, I believe you did mention it frequently, one of the benefits or perks of life insurance is being able to borrow back or being able to access that money that you've taken a policy out. So what you're going to do is have policies that allow you to do just that. If you need to buy a car, if you need to a loan, or and this is all nuggets right now. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be selling all of this on the radio, but I'm going to give it to you because you asked. So even with your own bank, that can go hand in hand with credit building. You can use those policies to build your own credit. So if you're struggling, it's always a way. You just have to understand the rules to the game. So build your own bank products. We are putting together a series of products. We have a build your own bank product. We have a couple, and then we have a debt-free life product. But we are expanding upon those products in Smart Life Brokers because those really help the people. And when I mentioned in the beginning, Smart Life Brokers was built for the people, not just agents, but for our clients as well. And we understand more than ever what our people need. We need the same thing. It's funny because you and brother was just talking about it, a financial system. We need our own food. You know, we need our own economy. We need our own leadership. And it all starts with being able to finance it. So when you become financially independent, the world opens up to you. So be your own bank products. I definitely, if you don't have one, you definitely need to invest. You definitely need to inquire about those products.
Definitely. That was great information. I'm excited just to hear it now. Tell the people how they can get in touch with you and all your information, Instagram, Facebook, and speak a little bit about your mommy network. I want you to be able to tell that too as well.
Okay, for sure. So for Smart Life Brokers, whether you're a licensed agent or you're interested in becoming an agent, you can all go to smartlifebrokers.com if you're a client and you want to know more about any of these products, get free, build your, be your own bank, and you can go to smartlife.com. can reach directly out to an agent who will respond through our messaging systems, or you can schedule a call. We're on all social media platforms. We just got a Instagram, Facebook page, all of that. So it doesn't matter where you are, you can find us, Smart Life Brokers. For me, Mogul Mommy Network, I'm excited to be partnered with Smart Life Brokers. And for my brand, if you want to know a little bit more about how I can explain the products to you, or as I mentioned, coach you into becoming a licensed agent yourself, you can reach out to me at the Mogul Mommy Network, which is actually my personal brand. And I am at heart, my first love is branding. So I absolutely love branding. I do still coach and teach branding. But as I mentioned, life insurance is a passion because we need it right now. So whether you want to come to me as the Mogul Mommy or you want to link up with me and learn about Smart Life Brokers, again, on all social media platforms, you can find me at the Mogul Mommy Network, themogulmommynetwork.info, or Leah Laverne. So I make it really simple, really simple. Smooth branding across all pages so that you can find us and I can answer any questions that you have.
That is great. That is great. I'm sure a lot of people will be reaching out to you. We definitely appreciate you coming by, and anytime you have any more products or anything you want to bring back to us, feel free to come back to us and be on the show.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that frequency, that warm welcome. I'm definitely going to keep that in mind. And yes, let's get this bag. Was it in the bag?
Definitely.
Bag.
Definitely, definitely. Next on the show, we have David Arnold. And Leah, he's going to be talking to us about Get Paid Together. So you might want to be online just to, hear the information he has too.
Oh, for sure. I'm definitely going to stick around.
All right. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good.
David, are you there? David? We're going to take a brief pause while we see where David is at.
Time to talk money, back talk. Let us show you how to get it back.
Hey, you guys. We might not have David online tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring Brother Kosti and Leah Laverne back, and we're just going to talk about money, business, and getting to the bag. Leah, are you there? Brother Kosti, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Leah?
Hey, I'm here. How's it going?
Okay, so now that we're all online, the thing about it, I want to know like how is it that we can all have so many? If you realize that today we have a lot of people who are entering in the business world, we have a lot of new business owners, small business owners. And it seems like we are not getting the proper help we need from the system. You know what I'm saying? Even with things like the SBA loans, in my city, what they did was they gave it to all the areas. They gave it to all the predominantly white areas. We're just going to be honest. They gave it to the businesses that were downtown area by the riverfront, places that are frequent tourist areas. It was even an air conditioner spot on there in the middle of summer in their peak season. So how do you guys feel about the help that the black community gets from the system?
So it might be a sensitive topic for some people, but one issue is this thing where we call ourselves black, and according to the law dictionary,
black has no legal standing.
It doesn't at all. So every time we apply for things under the nomenclature of black, we're basically saying that we ain't nothing. We're fake. We're fake entities. And
I knew someone was going to say that. I asked that question because when I used to apply for jobs, I used to put white on my on my job application, right? And I used to always get called back, right? So
yeah.
I got a high school diploma, but I've always worked in corporate America. So, you know, once they see me and I know what I know, they can't really be like, oh, well, you're not who you say you were. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But the thing is, like, we're indigenous to this land that we call Turtle Island, that they call Turtle Island. We were born here. Some of us fought for the country. Some of our ancestors fought for this country. So what would you think would be a great term for us to be using so we all can come together? Because that's the reason that the LGBT community has more rights than us, because they came together and they have a cause that they're fighting for. So what is a term that you think, Brother Kofi, that we should be using other than black?
Aboriginal, melanated, anything of that nature. Whenever you, if you do get a job or you apply for anything like that, mark the other and put in your own name.
I actually do that.
Yeah. I would just go back to just being straightforward. And I think to answer your question a little more directly is we have to understand the rules of the game that we're playing in. Like that's really what it boils down to. Like Leah,
yes.
her big drive is education. That's going to be the foundational landmark. You know, not to sidebar anything, but this is bag talk, but people don't realize the bag is a subset of the knowledge that you apply, and the only way you get knowledge is by being educated. Like we got to go to the foundational levels, and a lot of the times we as a community, we try to skip ahead because we're trying to mimic something without understanding it. I want that because nobody else
Joneses.
Yes.
Instant gratification.
And that's gonna lead us to ruin.
It does. You're absolutely correct. So with so many people not understanding it, it's almost like we're at fault because we're not pushing it enough. So is it a way where we can come as a collaborative and come up with a cause that we can push this where people understand that they need to be saying other? Or because I'm going to tell you, the Moors say that they're white. They stand as white in the code of law. A lot of people don't understand that everything that we do is maritime law. When you go to court, everything is citizenship. Relationship. Everything is based off maritime law, like you said about that Black Law Dictionary. So how can we teach the people and add that to the curriculum as well?
So I will say we start off with you know, political status. And before we even dive into that, the common uniting factor is to teach nationality. Nationality is something that we can all agree upon that is important. Whether you want to say you're an African-American, whether you want to say you're Aboriginal, whether you say you're black, we have to understand nationality. Nationality is a protected, I'm going to say nomenclature for lack of a better word, but it's a protected item that we have to reclaim. It doesn't matter what you want to do after you get your nationality, but that will allow us to unite all across the board, whether you want to be a Moor, whether you want to be a Choctaw Indian, whether you want to be whatever tribe that you want to climb and subscribe yourself to. Nationality is the bedrock foundation, and from there, I think that is where, you know, the minds meet. And we also have to come to realize there are parts of an organization, whether you are the Indian, whether you're the chief. It doesn't really matter at the end of the day because everybody has a very important role. The CEO is just as important as the worker. The CEO has the vision, but the worker gets us there. And so I think there has to be a conversation about what conversations you yourself need to be in. Are you able to see past right now? Somebody that's really good at maximizing in the present. And I think, you know, having that understanding will allow you to know who you need to connect with and who you need to connect to. I'm a speaker. I'm not the greatest detail person, like I mentioned earlier. I need to find people that are really good at details, that aren't good at speaking. And I think that's how we start moving forward, by talking about where we need help instead of always just mentioning what we're good at. How can I serve you? You know?
Definitely, definitely. And if it was one thing that you would choose, what would it be?
As far as?
One nationality that you would choose so we can all unite and use that nationality so we can start getting the, like, they just changed the hate crime law for us, finally, after years that it should have been changed. So it takes us to be united for us to actually get where we need to be. So what would be the nationality that you would think we should choose? Because African-American is not it.
No. American national.
American national.
Yeah, American national. It's very different from U.S. citizen. American national is somebody who is indigenous to the land. They've reclaimed, they've been found from being lost at sea. And you are somebody that is native to one of the states of the Union. Easiest way, it's keeping our roots here at Turtle Island without going anywhere else. We don't have to necessarily have the tribes per se right now. That could be something that's worked on later, but American national, it's the simplest, straightforward.
That was a great answer, especially since you explained being reclaimed from sea, since we all live on the ship, so basically in America.
Yes, sir.
So that was great, Brother Coastie. Let me ask Leah a question now. So Leah, what is the biggest misnomer about insurance that you think in our society?
So the biggest misnomer about insurance is, I actually mentioned it, is that, or life insurance, is that most people think that it's for death. That is only for death. And that one, you know, misunderstanding is keeping so many people from just endless opportunities.
Okay. So you're basically saying that you can build financial generational wealth with life insurance, with insurance.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
So you're basically saying that you can build generational wealth with insurance.
Oh, yeah. You definitely build generational wealth through insurance, and it's perfect example. The one that just jumps out of my mind and comes right to the top is Master P. If anybody knows his story or follows him, and he'll tell it, he literally got his empire started with a $10,000 loan that he was left from life insurance.
Wow.
Something as simple as that. Right. Something as simple as that. Life insurance changes the game because, especially for our community, most people don't leave anything behind. And what they do leave behind, the family spends, you know, arguing for, because there's no guidelines, there's no instructions. And even just being able to pay off some old debts or bills, like, that is very important to family in a time when, you know, you're no longer here, so they have to grieve you and they have to figure out how to pay your bills and the upcoming bills that you're not going to be there to help with. So, for sure.
Okay. And if it was three things you wanted to tell the audience, three reasons, that three reasons you should tell the audience why they should contact you about life insurance. I want you to give your pitch about life insurance, because you can tell you have a passion for it, and it's just like Brother Coastal, like when people have passion for things, you can tell that they really believe in it. And I want you, since you believe in the life insurance so much, and a lot of us don't have it. Honestly, I'm going to be honest, like my mother has policies on me she had for years, you know what I'm saying? I just recently got me a life insurance policy maybe about 3 months ago.
Okay, see?
You know what I'm saying? So it's an industry I definitely want to learn. So tell people three reasons why they should get into life insurance or why they should just get life insurance.
Okay, three reasons why, you know, repetition is the mother of all success. So number one is definitely generational wealth that we were just talking about. You want to make sure that you're setting your family up when you can't be here to do that. So that, just to get that out the way, like we said, we all born, we're all going to die. You know it's coming. So set your family up for success. Definitely number two, we're going to switch back to those living benefits, because it's so much you can do with life insurance that you can set yourself up for your future, for your living future, even to just help you moving forward. As I mentioned, those debt-free life products, when we're not we, because I work through my student loans for the most part, but people are begging for student loan forgiveness, are begging for you know, debt relief, you can take care of that with something as simple as a life insurance policy if you know how to utilize it. And then again, back around with the living benefits, just to have that be your own, to where if you did, you want to buy a house, you don't have to go to the bank and ask for a loan. You can go and you can show the bank, you know, certain assets that you have, and you can take that and say, well, I already have $10,000 to put towards my house. Do you want to match me? See, now you're on a different playing field when you're coming with your own bag. And it doesn't take, you know, having the thousands of dollars. It takes you working smarter, not harder. Work smart, take a little bit every month, and put that aside. And then, again, you're setting your not only yourself up for success, but your loved ones, because taxes ain't going nowhere. Even if we go to war, I promise y'all, when they done, they gonna tax somebody. So protect yourself from all of that.
And Leah, for the callers who didn't hear you earlier, give them all your information one more time.
Okay, for sure. If you want to know any more about Smart Life Brokers, life insurance, living benefits, you can contact me, smartlifebrokers.com. You can reach out to live agents. You can reach out to anyone. We're all over the United States and working on a couple of international territories. But if you want to reach out to me personally, maybe because you like my style and you like the way I did this interview and you want to know how you can become coached to become a life insurance agent and you can start protecting families, then you can contact me at mogulmommynetwork.info. Or Leah Laverne on any platform. It's Laverne like Laverne and Shirley. So LEALAVERNE, Leah Laverne.
Okay. Leah, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. And, you know, like I said earlier, you're welcome back anytime. Brother Coastal?
Yes, sir.
Same thing for you. You know, health is wealth. So Leah gave them the wealth. We want you to give them the health. Tell us three reasons why people should practice inner alignment and limit this growth with you.
Okay. All right. I love speaking. So number one, you have more fulfillment in life. You don't want to wake up every day and dread doing whatever it is you're doing. You don't want to wake up saying, damn, I got to go to work. You don't want to have to wait. You don't have to be in your car saying, dang, I got to go home and I got to do this. You don't want to have to look around at your life and say, you know, I'm stuck. You get more fulfillment. Number two, your vision will be stretched. Your vision for what life is like. I provide a lot of insights on really whatever you need help with at the end of the day. I heard this a long time ago, and it was a mind stretch can't go back to its original size. So if you actually want to expand your life, you have to seek more knowledge, and you have to seek those insights. And number three, there's nobody like me on this planet. It's just an experience. At the end of the day, it's a straight experience, much like meeting a friend that you haven't seen in quite some time, and y'all are catching up, and they're explaining to you about their life experiences in a world that allows you to see your own world in a different lens. To me, that's what it's like working with me. And ultimately, it's going to give you more structure. That's I know you said three, but I'm going to give you four. It gives you structure. Everybody needs structure in life. And really, at the end of the day, if you don't have structure, you don't know where you're going. You know, they say, they without vision will perish. And that's what most people are doing every day. They don't have a vision. They just know to do what they've been conditioned to do. Eat, sleep, work, sleep.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
they ride the wave.
Exactly. And then the question you have to ask yourself is, who made the wave?
That's a different show, brother.
Yeah.
So, for the people who don't understand just being aware of self and having self-awareness. We live in a time today where people are using social media and are gauging where they should be at life because of where they see people at in social media. Technology is crazy because you see so many things going on and you see so many people on TikTok making money, but then you have the people on the other side who are watching them consistently to allow them to make this money. So it's like you're either the seller or the buyer always. This life is a 50-50 thing. It's a duality. So you're either on one side or the other side. And I think what more people have done with Corona is they've decided that they want to be on the other side, where they are the sellers this time. And it's great for the black community. And like you said, you know, you said earlier, what was the quote you said? You said, because I needed to remember it so it could stick with me. You just said it a few minutes ago, and I was...
The mind stretch?
The mind stretch. That's exactly what it was, the mind stretch. It's something like, you know, we define our own boundaries and our own limitations. Those of us who say they can and those of us who say they can't are both correct.
Yes.
We have to get out our own way as a society, as a black, as an American national society. We have to get out our own way because, like Brother Kosti said, if you don't know who you are, you can't get nowhere in this life. Structure is everything. So, Brother, we appreciate you coming to the show because you gave us a lot of information, just like Leah did, that a lot of people don't know. And we as a people need to unite so that we can get this bag and leave generational wealth to those who are coming behind us. So I just want you to give all your information one more time before we all sign. Like I said, brother, anytime you want to come back on, we can have that other conversation if you want to about who's pulling all the strings behind the scenes. You know,
everything is
based off the bag, you know? I tell people all the time, America's God is gold, oil, and drugs. You know, that's their God and who they trust in on that dollar bill is gold, oil, and drugs because that's what runs America. So I just want you to tell everybody how they can get in touch with you so once again they can get this inner alignment and this limitless growth with you.
Understood. Before I get that information, I just want to – I always like giving out nuggets just for people to think about. Number one is this, and understand what fortune is. Fortune is not always money. Fortune is destiny, wealth, and luck. And once you get into your flow, it leads you to your fortune. As long as you're going against your flow, you will never find your fortune, just like you can't work your way to financial freedom. You have to find a flow. You have to find a way to put the money to work. You got to find a way to put yourself to work so everything is in divine alignment and you're not going against the tide. On a more in-depth level, you can follow me on Instagram at brother_Kosti, K-O-S-T-I. You can email me at support@IALLG.com, or you can shoot me a text at 832-510-8890. One more time, that is 832-510-8890.
Brother, we appreciate you. If you have any information you want to bring us back, you're welcome to come back, and we appreciate you joining us on Bag Talk.
Yes, sir. I'm looking forward to coming back on. I appreciate you having me. You are an excellent interviewer and an excellent host, brother.
Man, I appreciate it, brother. I'm still learning. This is our third episode, but I'm trying to get into the flow. But I definitely appreciate that. It definitely means a lot.
Yes, sir. Hey. I always got to do it. I coached on accident. You didn't try. You did.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because what you say is everything.
Exactly. Your words create your reality.
Yes, they do. Man, I appreciate you, Brother Kosti, once again. If you guys want to get in touch with Brother Kosti, what I'll do is I'll actually change the information on this episode so you can have everyone's contact information. And Brother Kosti, we appreciate you again.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Y'all have a great night. Peace, family.
You too, brother. To all our listeners tuning in, I want to thank you for being part of the third episode of Bag Talk. Remember, opportunities don't just happen, you create them. An investment in knowledge creates the most interest, and most importantly, health as well. And action will destroy your procrastination. I'm Baghead Facts, and we will catch you next week on Take Charge Thursday.
Talk money, back talk. Let us show you how to get it back.